the Warner Brothers Pictures logo. The letters WB in gold appear on a blue shield framed in gold. A Time Warner company. An open book and alongside in white capital letters against a red background, Scholastic. A blue sky with fluffy clouds and far down below, surrounded by blue water, an island in the shape of a butterfly, Warner Brothers Pictures presents a Scholastic entertainment film. Clifford's really big movie. A lighthouse and a small cottage at one end of the island. An aerial view of houses. A young blonde-haired girl, a huge bright red dog leaps out from amongst the trees.
You and me, tearing down the pavement, racing to get up with no one else but you.
Hurry up, Paul! We're going to be late for the carnival!
Only going where we started being.
Clifford, nearly as tall as the trees, dwarfs the young girl. He licks her playfully with his huge tongue, leaving her drenched, then kicks at a pile of leaves on which she's standing so that she can leap onto his back.
Let's go!
Clifford's paws pound the ground as he races alongside a steam train. The driver looks out at him.
Hiya, Clifford!
Clifford leaps over the train and onto a road. Night falls over the island. It's the carnival. Floodlights light up a field full of attractions. Mrs. Diller and her lilac poodle are with the sheriff.
Hello, Mrs. Diller. How are you and your little puffball Cleo tonight?
Oh, you know us. We just love the rides and the excitement of the carnival. And you?
You know us guys. We just love the food. Right, T-Bone?
No kidding.
Come on! I'll race ya!
Clifford is mesmerized by a revolving funfair ride. His pupils spin as he watches.
Hiya, Clifford!
Hey, Cleo, where's T-Bone?
Well, he was right behind me.
T-Bone, a yellow bulldog, appears with a hamburger. He devours it.
Hi, Clifford!
Hey, T, you having a good time?
Yeah, this place is the best!
I know!
So what's next, guys? The roller coaster?
How about the bungee drop?
No way! I'm through with rides!
Come on, Clifford!
Hey, how about this? Larry's Amazing Animals.
Well, at least nothing's moving. Come on.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Shh, starting.
A man appears on the small stage.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Larry Gable Gobble, and I'm proud to present to you the most amazing animals you'll ever see under one roof. And now, I present to you a powerhouse pooch, a muscle-bound mutt, that ripped-up rover, Rodrigo, Chihuahua of Steel. Don't let his size fool you, folks. He may be small, but this pup packs a punch.
Rodrigo does a power lift. As Rodrigo strains under the weights, he notices a boy in the audience eating a hot dog. Rodrigo, trembling, licks his lips, staggers from side to side, and crashes through the floor.
Are we having fun yet?
Okay, I'd like to present our next act featuring another courageous creature. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dirk the Extreme Jackson!
Dirk, in crash helmet, waves to the audience from a platform at the top of a slide. He fires up a rocket attached to his rollerblades, puts on his goggles and races down the slide, sparks flying. Dirk whizzes round a loop in the slide and rebounds off the canvas walls of the viewing area several times. The children gasp. He then hits a metal pole, zooms into the sky, narrowly misses Clifford's head and parachutes down to the ground with a crash.
Come on, people, let's give it up for that daredevil Dirk. And now, the grand finale. I'm proud to present to you Dorothy, the Daring Cow, starring in High Wire Heifer.
You can do this. You've done it before. Keep your head up, eyes on the sky. Don't look down, don't look down, don't look down.
I ask you, is she not utterly cowrageous?
This is so lame.
This is so
amazing. And now, if that isn't daring enough, I proudly introduce the star of our show, Shackelford, the high-flying ferret!
Shackelford lets his cape fall, grabs the trapeze, and swings out to the gasps of the audience. He lets go, spins rapidly in the air, and grabs the trapeze again. He dangles, yawning. He finishes with a spin in the air and lands on Dorothy's head.
Catch, Shackelford!
Shackelford starts to juggle.
That's my girl, Dorothy. You're doing real good. Just don't look down.
A boy in the audience lets go of his green balloon. It ascends into the night sky.
Steady, girl. Steady.
This acting is just brilliant.
Dorothy begins to wobble as she looks down from her tightrope.
Steady.
Things supposed to happen?
Dorothy collapses onto the rope, and the ground peg holding the rope loosens. Shackelford and Dorothy, clinging to the rope, swing round and are suspended upside down. Rodrigo pulls on the end of the tightrope, managing to make it tauter.
Listen very carefully. Don't look down!
I got you, Dorothy.
Suddenly, the peg flies out of the ground. Larry supports Dorothy, who is sinking ever lower on the rope. Rodrigo is sent spinning round a post. To the gasps of the audience, Shackelford clings onto Dorothy, but eventually both let go. Shackelford is catapulted into the sky. Larry collapses under Dorothy's weight.
It's all right, everybody. It's all under control, folks.
It's Shackelford.
No need to panic.
Shackelford comes to rest on Larry's head. The audience have left. The manager covers his eyes in despair.
Wow, that was really...
amazing! They were unbelievable! They were stupendous! They were...
really good!
Ooh, you said it, T-Bone.
Hey, let's go back and get their autographs.
Or we could get them to sign something for us.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Back in the animals' tent...
Hey, guys, you gave it a great try. I'm proud of you. Dirk, that ollie was wicked. And Rodrigo, your power lift has a potential. Dorothy, your act brought down the house. And you, Shackelford, the shining star of the show. You were the best.
The manager.
Larry.
Larry's face drops as he sees the manager.
Back in a while, gang.
He follows the man outside the tent, looking back at the animals briefly.
What do you think PT wants?
He probably loved the show so much that he wants us to start doing two shows a night.
Definitely.
This is not a personal decision, Larry. It's a business decision. You know why I'm here, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. Your show is failing.
All I'm asking for is a little more time, PT.
Larry, we've had this conversation 100 times.
If you take back the tent and this bus... where would my animals live?
You haven't made a dime in years. My carnival is not a charity.
The show's gotten better.
That's not my point. I know how much you care for them. I know how much your animals need you.
I'm all they've got.
Larry, I just don't think I can give you any more time.
All I need is 3 more weeks.
3 weeks? What can you do in 3 weeks that you haven't done in 3 years?
Come here, I'll show you.
Larry's bus. The TV.
Watch this.
Introducing Tummy Yummy's Pet Talent Contest. I'm George Wolfbottom, CEO of the Tummy Yummy's Corporation, and this is my daughter, Madison.
Howdy, y'all.
We're looking for the most talented pets in the country. Think your animal has the stuff? My talent scouts might, too. You and your pet could win fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of Tummy Yummy's. So keep an eye out for us.
And we'll keep an eye out.
That's it? That's your plan?
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Larry, how do you even know this contest is for real?
Oh, it's been everywhere. Check this out.
What's this?
It's a magazine ad. The final competition is in 3 weeks. I just know my animals can pull it off.
3 weeks. Okay, 3 weeks. After that, the bus, the tent, everything goes back to me. Understand?
Thanks, PT. You're a real friend.
Or a real fool.
The flyer lands in the bin.
Oh.
Larry goes back into the bus and shuts the door. Shackelford, having eavesdropped on the conversation with PT, nips over to the bin and removes the flyer. He reads it.
Fame? Fortune? Lifetime supply of tummy yummies.
He rolls up the flyer and springs back to the other animals in the tent.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, have I got news for you!
What's that?
This, my dear Dorothy, is our destiny.
Density. Cool.
It's a contest that we are going to win.
What kind of contest?
Oh, a contest for talented, unique, amazing animals.
Hey, like, that's us!
I'll bet our show can win it. We are amazing, aren't we?
Totally.
With our current act? No. Reality check, guys. We need to think outside the cage. We need something new. Something the people have never seen before. Are you with me? We need something big. Hey! Need something big. I need something big. I mean...
It's Clifford poking his huge nose under the tent.
Hello there.
The animals dart off, terrified of Colossal Clifford, in all directions. Then Rodrigo peeps from underneath an upturned platform. Dorothy peers from behind a barrel. Dirk looks up from under a cloth. And Clifford lifts a trap door to find Shackelford.
Oh, please. Oh, please don't eat me. Please. I'm just a ferret. There's no good meat on me.
I don't want to eat you.
No? Then what you want?
Just your autograph.
My what?
All of yours, if you don't mind. You guys are incredible.
There you are.
What's your name?
Clifford. And this is Cleo and T-Bone.
Love the show. Phenomenal.
Super duperific.
You must all lead such exciting lives.
Well, I don't think that we particularly...
Of course we do. Between the shows, the travel, the crowds of adoring fans. Yeah, it's pretty cool. How about you guys? You in the biz?
Well, I don't like to brag or anything, but it's often been said that I do have, talent.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that vibe. So, would y'all be interested in joining our cast?
What? You mean be in your show?
That's just the beginning. I'm talking about TV. Have you guys ever heard of Tummy Yummies?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Well, check this out. They're having a talent contest in 3 weeks. The winners get fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of tummy yummies.
Wow.
I can go grab Larry right now and sign you up. It's no problem.
Oh, thank you. But we could never...
Just pass up an offer like this. Clifford, T-Bone, Dougie, conference outside now, please. We'll be right back.
Cleo, T-Bone, and Clifford leave the tent to consult.
Guys, I think we should consider this.
What? I'd never leave Emily Elizabeth.
Or Sheriff Lewis.
And what about Mrs. Diller? You'd really miss her.
Gee, I hadn't thought about that. It's just, it all seems so exciting.
So, is there a problem?
Sorry, guys. Sounds like fun. We're sticking around here. But thanks anyway.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, man, wait! Take this little souvenir with you. And in case you change your mind, we'll be with PT's Carnival tomorrow night on the mainland.
Thanks.
Well, take care, you guys. I'm sure we'll see you again next year.
Okay.
Okay, sure thing.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, so close yet so far.
A new day. Two birds are fluttering around happily by a nest of eggs, high up on a branch of a tree. In her bedroom, little Emily Elizabeth is waking up. She sits up in bed and yawns. She gets up and runs to the French windows.
Good morning, Clifford! How are you, boy? Ready for breakfast? I'll be down in a minute, okay, pal?
Emily Elizabeth emerges from the garage with a wheelbarrow full of brown biscuits, Clifford's breakfast. She rides it up a ramp to Clifford's bowl, watched by a neighbour raking leaves.
There you go, boy. Tummy yummies.
I'll be back with more.
Would you look at the size of that dog's breakfast?
Morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Morning, sweetheart. Morning, Clifford.
Whoa.
Good morning, Horace.
You know, I just don't know how you do it year after year.
Do what?
Feed that dog. Look at him. He's got one big appetite.
Big? It's huge.
How much does he eat a year?
Well...
Clifford eats quite a lot.
I can't imagine trying to keep up with that appetite. I'll bet he eats more in a week than all the pets on Birdwell Island eat in a year.
Well, yes, but...
He's like a bottomless pit. Huh? Why, he'll eat you out of house and home.
Well, I wouldn't...
Feeding him must be a big problem.
Problem? Well, it isn't always easy.
Well, that's for sure. But we love Clifford.
He's one of the family.
On hearing this, Clifford races across the island.
Clifford packs quite an appetite.
How much does he eat a year?
Clifford eats quite a lot.
Feeding him must be a big problem.
The words go round and round in Clifford's head.
How can you afford to feed that dog? He eats so much.
Problem? Well, we mortgaged the house.
The winners get fame, fortune, and a lifetime supply of tummy yummies.
That's it!
Remembering Shackleford's flyer, Clifford races over to T-Bone and Cleo.
Hey, Clifford, how's it going?
Hey, that ad. Where's that ad from Larry's Amazing Animals?
Over there. Why?
What do you need that for?
I'm a problem. Mr. Bleakman said so. I eat too much, and they can't afford to feed me.
What?
Maybe you misunderstood them. I'm always misunderstanding things.
You don't say.
No, T-Bone. I heard him loud and clear. I'm gonna join Larry's show and win that Tummy Yummies contest.
And leave Emily Elizabeth?
Not forever. Just long enough to win a lifetime supply of food.
Clifford, are you sure? I mean, maybe if you waited.
I can't wait, T-Bone. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm leaving. Goodbye, you guys.
Clifford picks up the flyer in his mouth and walks slowly through the garden. He jumps over the fence. T-Bone and Cleo scamper over to gaps in the fence and watch him go.
Bye, big guy.
Bye.
Evening. Clifford is in his kennel, lying down awake. He cocks an ear as Emily Elizabeth comes up to the kennel.
Hey, boy. You get a good night's sleep, okay?
Woof.
I love you, Clifford.
Clifford nudges her playfully.
One more? Okay. You're the best, Clifford.
Clifford watches her walk away.
You've got to get lost if you want to get found. Got to wind up to get unwound. Things only look up from down below.
Clifford's huge frame casts a shadow through the window of Emily Elizabeth's bedroom.
Goodbye, Emily Elizabeth. I'll come back to you soon. I promise.
It only gets better after it gets worse. Happy ever after needs a scary part first.
Having reached the beach, Clifford turns and looks back wistfully down the path to his home. Then he trudges on, his big paws leaving their imprints in the earth. He walks down onto the white sand of the beach and keeps going until he reaches the edge of the water and stares into the sea as seagulls scream overhead. Then suddenly Cleo and T-Bone appear.
Hey, not so fast, big guy. We're not going to let you go on a great big adventure without us.
They run down to him, T-Bone getting stuck on a fence.
You guys would do that for me?
Are you kidding? We'd do anything for you, Clifford.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back soon, right?
Faster than you can say tummy yummies.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Absolutely.
Positively.
Come on, let's get a move on. My fans are waiting.
Clifford stretches out on the sand, and she jumps onto his nose and then to his head. T-Bone crawls up Clifford's ear to his paw.
The sun only rises from a dark, dark sky.
I go run.
Hey, this is my spot.
You were in front the last time.
Was not.
Was two.
Was not.
Two.
Was not.
Was two.
Was not.
Okay, okay. We'll take turns. My turn first.
Clifford wades through the water.
And I can't come home until I go. and I can't come home until I go.
Emily Elizabeth jumps out of bed and races to the French windows.
Good morning, Cliff!
She opens the French windows and looks over the balcony to Clifford's kennel.
Clifford? I wonder where he is.
Two fishermen spot Clifford with Cleo and T-Bone on his head.
What in the world? Where am I?
To the men's amazement, Clifford leaps from the water onto the jetty. One man jumps into the other's arms. On the beach.
Today's weather calls for another sunny day, not a cloud in the sky. Temperatures are
What's the matter with those guys? They look scared.
Maybe they saw a shark in the water.
And to think we were just out there. Ooh, wait, look at all the cars.
Wow, all the people.
They look over the big city with its buildings and traffic. A policeman is by a zebra crossing. The ground vibrates as Clifford walks down the street. The policeman looks amazed.
That's the best dog I've ever seen!
Dog?
Is it a dog?
Mary, will you get me the chief?
These people are acting really strange. What's up with them?
I think it's us that's up with them.
Huh? I think they're scared.
Of what? Of me?
I'm afraid so, big guy.
But once they get to know me...
No time for that now, come on!
Clifford darts down a side alley. A cat leaps out of a dustbin in terror. Cleo and T-Bone jump down from Clifford's head.
Now what?
We need a plan.
Okay, who has a plan?
Hello, I do, of course.
Are you sure?
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well...
Don't answer that.
Cleo darts to the end of the alley.
Stick close and follow me. Ready, guys?
Ready.
They leave the alley and turn onto the main road. Chaos erupts with hooting, screeching of brakes, and wheels flying off vehicles. By dusk, the trio reach a safe haven high up in the hills. Cleo.
Whew, well, that worked well, don't you think?
What was the plan again?
Back in the village, Emily Elizabeth is on her bike, pedaling along a path flanked by woodland. The path leads to a hill overlooking the water. She joins a dark-haired boy.
Any luck?
Nope. Did you go by the lighthouse?
Check.
The park?
Double check. I talked to Mrs. Diller and Sheriff Lewis. They said Cleo and T-Bone are missing too.
Weird. It's like they're not even on the island anymore.
I think you're right. Look!
They run down the hill to where Emily Elizabeth has seen giant paw prints in the sand.
Where do you think he went?
I don't know, but I do know he's with Cleo and T-Bone.
I don't get it. Why would they leave?
I wish I knew.
As the sun sets, they stare out across the sea to the mainland. Above the city, Clifford, Cleo and T-Bone, panting from all the walking, continue to trudge across the hills. As they pass by a tall wooden structure, a drop of water falls. T-Bone looks up at the structure. Another drop lands on his nose, which he licks off.
Can we rest for a minute? I'm thirsty.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just that if we don't catch up to the carnival tonight, we'll never find them.
He transports Cleo and T-Bone on his nose up to the platform, where there is a large water butt leaking from an attachment. T-Bone laps up the water. Clifford removes the lid of the butt. He and Cleo drink the water. Cleo.
You know, a cat nap wouldn't hurt.
Can dogs take cat naps?
We can't rest here. I gotta stay out of sight.
Hey, why don't we stop over there where that carnival is shutting down?
Carnival?
Over there, see?
The carnival's bright lights twinkle. Clifford replaces the lid and moves away with Cleo.
Guys, what about me? Wait, I found it first. This thing won't shut.
Okay, gang. Plan number B, we gotta pack all over again.
Shackleford jumps off as Clifford's massive paw pushes down on the trunk.
Holy cow, you guys are back!
Amigos!
Ooh, we never thought we'd find you guys.
So bitten by the showbiz bug after all, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yes!
I knew it! No one in their right mind can resist the glow of the spotlight.
Then Shackelford sees the tag on Clifford's collar.
What is it? You've got tags! Larry would never take you if you already have a family. We're all strays. He only takes in strays.
What? These old things? They're from like 5 owners ago. We've had these for years.
Well, I just got mine last...
Yeah, but...
Oh! These old things?
We just keep them to fool the dog catcher.
Oh, yeah, smart. Okay, now, don't move. I'll go get Larry.
Okay, fantastico.
Finally, a girlfriend. I'm so excited. Oh, we'll make friendship bracelets and trade lip gloss and bake snickerdoodles.
Cool.
Okay, Shaq. Show me what's so important.
Larry looks up at Clifford in amazement.
I don't believe it. He's huge. We could sure use a big red dog at our show, eh, Shaq?
He walks over to Cleo and T-Bone.
Need a home, guys? Well, hey, welcome to the family. Whoa!
Clifford gives him a friendly licking.
And Shackelford, good job, pal. You always come through for us.
He pats the ferret and smiles at Clifford, who lies down, his tail wagging contentedly. The Ferris wheel comes to a stop and lights go out as the carnival closes.
And that lovable little mutt went on to fame and fortune as the star of his own movie, Benji, the first of 4 feature films, as well as subsequent TV movies and even his own television series.
Larry closes the book he's been reading from and carries a yawning Rodrigo onto his mat, moving Dirk out of the way, whom he carries to his own little bed. Larry then goes into his bus and shuts the door. Dorothy.
I'm such a softie for that story.
No one knew his craft like Benji. He's the reason I'm in the business.
Isn't showbiz great?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Really great.
Best. It's a good thing we're having such a good time and we're not homesick or anything.
Yeah, right.
Clifford looks up into the night sky at the full moon shining down on them and the twinkling stars all around. Back at the village, Emily Elizabeth walks forlornly into Clifford's huge empty kennel towards his large blue mat. She pauses and looks around.
You gotta get lost if you wanna get found, yeah. Gotta wind up to get unwound.
She looks at pictures of Clifford on the walls and reaches out to touch one of them. Dejected, she sits down on a cushion. Then something catches her eye. It's the talent contest flyer. She reaches out for it and reads it.
Talent contest. Tummy yummies. Mom!
We put the I in amazing, the A in amazing, the Z in amazing.
Larry's bus is on the road, Clifford in his own special seat behind it. Larry and Shackelford help set up Larry's board.
We got talent!
We got talent!
We got tricks!
We got tricks!
So get your tickets and get your tricks! Larry!
Well, looks like our work here is done. That's now I've got some tickets to sell, gang. We're going to pack them in tonight.
Evening. The public troop in to see Larry's amazing animals perform.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Is it our turn yet? Huh? No. You guys come in at the end.
Star of our show!
That's my cue. You three just watch and learn.
The famous, irrepressible, sensational Shackelford, the high-flying ferret!
Shackelford grabs the bar of his trapeze.
Oh, please, let this go well.
He swings out into the night, landing on Dorothy, who is on her tightrope.
All right, Dorothy, you're doing real good. Gravity is your friend.
A moth flutters onto Dorothy's nose. Dorothy tries in vain to shift it.
Steady!
Dorothy raises herself onto her hind legs, swaying around on the tightrope. Shackelford makes a grab for the trapeze, while Dorothy grabs onto Shackelford's legs. They lurch out over the crowd. Dorothy grabs another trapeze, then a tall wooden post nearby. As the structure lurches forwards, Dirk and Rodrigo grab onto Dorothy. Larry looks up as the trio swings down into the audience. As they move away from the post, a rope starts to pull up the canvas cover around the stage and audience. The audience gasps as the trio swings up into the air and, powered by Dirk's rocket rollerblades, whiz round in circles.
Let's go!
Dorothy, Rodrigo, Dirk and Shackelford soar up into the night sky. Clifford positions himself in the middle of the arena and holds out a paw. As they all descend, they cling onto each other, but let go of Shackelford, who, on the end of a rope, whizzes round. The others plummet, Rodrigo landing on Clifford's paw, Dorothy sliding down his back, and Dirk performing a few final fiery flourishes before floating down in his parachute and landing on Clifford's nose.
Caught it!
Why, ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Red to the rescue!
Shackelford, from on high, rubs himself. In the tent...
Man, that was like way rad, Big Red!
That's our Clifford!
The greatest!
Oh, you're my hero, Clifford. Thank you.
Aw, thanks. I was just helping, that's all.
Hey, well done, Clifford, my man! That was one lucky break. We were on a tail wag away from disaster. Good stuff. But let's not let that happen again, right, team? We can't depend on an accident to save the show. So, Dorothy, you know you're my girl, right? And I know that soon you are going to really master this act that we've been over 100 times. You just need to practice and not look down.
Don't look down. Right, Shackelford.
And you, Dirk, ever heard of too much of a good thing? Well, now you have. Gotta ease up on the throttle. Does that thing have a downshift?
Whoa, but bro, I got a need for speed.
You need not end up in the audience every show.
What about me, Shackelford? How did I do?
Oh, you, my little amigo, need to focus on keeping those weights up, instead of down. You almost flattened me like a tortilla.
Perdón.
Shackelford, did we do okay?
Okay? Yes, you did okay. We all did okay, but okay is not enough. Okay does not dazzle. Okay does not delight. And okay does not, I repeat, does not win contests. We need to be...
Fantastic! That was truly amazing. That was our best show ever. Big Red, you stole the show. If you guys keep up what you did out there tonight, we'll be sure to make it into that contest. And thanks to Big Red, I bet we can win it.
Larry walks over to Shackelford and pats him.
Thanks, pal. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have Big Red.
He walks inside and shuts the door. Clifford.
Do we get the tummy yummy soon?
Hello? I'm calling to report 3 lost dogs. The first one is extremely friendly, red, and he's as big as a house. No, I am not crazy.
Mr. Bleakman is with Emily Elizabeth.
Don't worry. We'll find him.
I know we will. Thanks, Mr. B.
She hugs her neighbor. Clifford and the others are asleep. He opens his eyes. It's Dorothy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Help!
Hi, Dorothy.
She spins round on the tightrope and falls down.
Sorry, I didn't mean to surprise you.
Oh, don't worry. It's not the first time this cow's been tipped.
You sure you're all right?
Oh, I'm just... Can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
I have this little problem with heights.
Really? You do?
Well, I know it's hard to believe. I mean, I make it look so easy out there, but it is not. I mean, I get scared when I'm up there, and then I mess up, and now I'm all worried that I'm going to ruin our chances to win the big contest, and everyone will be so disappointed, and I just feel awful.
Well, back home, whenever Emily Elizabeth...
Who?
Whenever a friend of mine felt bad, I'd give her a ride. A ride always helped make her feel better.
A ride? Really? Well, can I try?
Sure, hop on.
Can I trust you with my secret? Hold it tightly in your hand. Don't go showing anybody. I don't think they'd understand. If I tell
you never dropped anybody, right, Clifford?
bird joins them. Feeling more secure, Dorothy raises herself up onto her front legs.
I will feel safe with you.
This is great!
See, I thought it might help you feel better.
Oh, this is exactly what I needed. I'm really high up, and I'm not scared! I'm not scared! I'm not scared! I'm
Larry and the animals watch Dorothy perform confidently on the tightrope.
Holy cow.
She stands on her hind legs.
Moo! Big Red, first you saved the show, and now you help Dorothy. You really are amazing.
Larry and the animals are on the road again. A map shows their route as they cross America.
Oh, it's a big time. Tremendously enormous. It's a grand time. Enormously humongous. It's a huge time. I'm saying sizable, a big time for making it big.
Cleo jumps from a springboard to land on top of the other animals who are all balanced on Clifford's head.
Titanic, it's a large time. It's big-alicious, it's a big time for making it big.
The show moves on from venue to venue.
We're large and we're in charge.
The curtains open for little Rodrigo, who does his power lift, walking to the edge of the stage, to rapturous applause. The company continues across a rugged desert landscape, the yellow bus in front, then Clifford and the equipment. Shackleford sits next to Larry. The ferret looks into the wing mirror and sees Clifford behind. Larry reaches the top of the hill.
Oh, it's a mellow.
The animals continue to perform their specialities. T-Bone holds a bunch of red, Clifford-shaped balloons. Shackleford juggles on Dorothy's head while she balances on the tightrope. Clifford receives rapturous applause, appears in the press and is surrounded by photographers. Larry's performances are a sellout. Shackleford looks on grimly as Clifford reaps all the praise. Larry paints a new sign for the group.
There.
That about does it.
Hey, guys, come here. Dorothy, Shackleford, come over and have a look.
They all assemble, and Larry unveils his new sign.
Ta-da! Isn't it great?
It's a large picture of Clifford, with smaller ones of the others.
Pretty good, don't you think?
Thanks to all of you, this show has become better than I ever imagined.
Shackleford gawps.
Who'd have thought we'd come this far this fast, huh?
I guess you knew, though, huh? That big dog makes a big difference.
Shackleford walks off in high dudgeon. A large blue car pulls up. A tall man in cowboy boots, jacket, and Stetson gets out and approaches the group.
Mr. Gablebottom.
That's Gable Gobble. Gable like Clark, gobble like turkey.
Congratulations. I'm a representative of Mr. George C. Wolfsbottom, CEO of the Tummy Yummies Corporation. You've been chosen to compete in our National Animal Talent Contest.
Where? When is it?
Tomorrow night. Shangri-La.
This is it, you guys. This is the big break we've been waiting for. We're gonna make it. I've gotta call PT.
Clifford.
Woohoo! Where's Shackleford? He's got to hear this. Hey, Shackleford!
Hey, you missed the big news.
Always with the big.
A guy from Tummy Yummies told Larry we get to perform in the contest tomorrow night. Fame, fortune, and Tummy Yummies, here we come.
Oh, yay, yay, yay.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy?
Happy? Oh, I'm happy for you. After all, isn't this what it's all about? You? You and your Tummy Yummies?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've been hoping for.
You know, I wonder what's bigger, you or your stomach.
What do you mean?
You heard me loud and clear. Tummy Yummies, Tummy Yummies. Now do I get my Tummy Yummies? Where are my Tummy Yummies? Am I there yet? I need my Tummy Yummies. Sound familiar?
No,
pal. I'm the one who's sorry. I should have never asked you to join up with us anyway. We were all better off without you.
Clifford looks at the ferret angrily, then turns on his giant paws and walks away. Dorothy looks on sadly. Clifford turns round briefly, clearly upset. Shackleford sits down on a rock. Dorothy trots past Shackleford, looking angry, but Shackleford averts his gaze from the heifer. As the sun sets, Clifford looks out over the rocky landscape, then a voice.
Clifford! Clifford! There you are!
Where were you? You missed a great rehearsal!
Yeah! Check out our new trick!
They somersault.
Ta-da!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, spit it out.
I'm going home.
We're all going after we win the contest tomorrow, right?
No, I'm going home now.
What?
Clifford, what about the contest and the lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies and helping Emily Elizabeth?
I miss Emily Elizabeth, and I'm going home.
But Larry and the animals need you.
Shackleford said they were better off without me.
But that's not true. You're the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. Are you guys coming with me?
Of course. Yeah, we're a team, right?
Yeah, we gotta stick together.
He lowers his head for them to jump on.
Birdwell Island, here we come.
Goodbye, fame. Goodbye, glamour.
Goodbye, amazing animals.
Clifford walks off into the sunset. Next morning, Rodrigo is the first of the animals to wake up.
Big Red! Big Red! Puffy, little guy! Yoo-hoo! Where are you? Hey, guys, I can't find Big Red, Puffy, or little guy.
I think they left us.
They didn't even bother to say later, dude. Why would they do that?
Good question. Any idea why they'd leave Shackleford?
What's it matter anyway, huh? Just goes to show you who your friends are. Like I always say, you've got to go with what you got.
I never heard you say that.
We were fine before Clifford.
Yeah, but fine doesn't win contests.
Bad news, guys. It looks like they're gone. I hope they're all right, wherever they are.
Rodrigo and Dirk join Larry.
Look, gang, I know everyone's upset. This isn't the way we would have wanted it, but the show must go on. We're going to Shangri-Large. And we'll find them after the show.
Emily Elizabeth, here I come.
It's gonna be great to be back home, isn't it, T?
Yeah. It's too bad we're not going back with the Tummy Yummies, though.
Well, at least we're going back to where we're appreciated. Right, Cleo?
Right.
I thought they were pretty nice to us. And that Larry sure was a great guy. He took good care of everyone.
Yeah, he sure did.
Too bad. Now they'll never win the contest.
Mm-hmm.
No Clifford? No Cleo? No way.
Sure they will.
Are you kidding? They'll never win without you.
They don't stand a chance.
Clifford stops to look back at where they've come from. Night. Larry's bus and the troop wend their way.
Hey, gang. Take a look at that. Shangri-Large. Woo-hoo! We made it. Tummy Yummies, here we come. Nothing can stop us now.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Please, no. No, not again. Don't do this to me. Not today. Oh, please, baby. Sit tight while I check it out. I'm sure it's nothing.
That sounded bogus.
It's just a thingamajigger. You see? Not so bad.
Great. Just great. What are we gonna do now? Well, at least things couldn't get any worse.
The handbrake is released.
Don't worry, guys.
The bus rolls back down the hill. Larry runs down after it.
Hey, don't worry, here I come.
We're moving.
Yeah, backwards.
Larry continues to run after the bus. Larry manages to catch up with the bus and jump in. He manages to grab the wheel before the bus careers over the edge of the cliff.
What? Big Red to the rescue!
Clifford pushes the bus up the hill to the delight of the animals inside, except for Shackleford. He then races after it with T-Bone and Cleo as it picks up speed on the descent and jumps into his seat. In the distance, Shangri-La beckons.
Hey, guys! Welcome back!
Hi, Dorothy.
Hey, Batman!
Thank you for coming back, Clifford. It really means a lot to us, and even to Shackelford.
Shackelford watches in the wing mirror.
I'm not so sure, Dorothy.
Listen, I know that he was pretty harsh to you yesterday. I think he was just feeling replaced by you.
Replaced? How? All I wanted to do is help.
I know, Clifford. It's not your fault. He's just not the most secure ferret in the world. But he means well.
Whatever, Dorothy.
And the company continues to Shangri-La. The animals are delighted by the bright lights of Shangri-La.
Wow!
Rock on, dude!
Outside a multi-level skyscraper, Larry's bus comes to a halt. Inside, a packed auditorium is glue-eyed to the stage, where a man and a woman are in the spotlight.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we present the final act, I'd like to introduce the man who made this incredible show possible.
A large man turns.
There!
Madison.
What is it, honey? Have you made up your mind?
No, they're all lame. And now, without further ado, Mr. George C. Wolfsbottom.
Oh, I'll be right back, sweetie.
Remember, you promised.
What?
Madison peers through the curtains and sees Clifford.
Now we're talking. Woo-wee! That's a whole lot of red.
And now for our final act of the evening, a traveling animal show that has toured all over the country.
Ooh.
Let's give it up for Larry's amazing animals.
Rodrigo runs across the stage to where his weights are positioned. The platform on which he stands rises. Cleo bows and positions herself for being catapulted. She looks up at Rodrigo. Rodrigo walks closer to his weights and positions himself ready for his power lift. He strains and is successful. He drops down with the weights, catapulting himself and Cleo up to Dorothy on the tightrope. They land on Dorothy's head. Three suspended hoops drop down as Dirk gets ready for his act. He positions his bullseye eyepiece on the three animals, then fires up, ready for takeoff. He flies off his pedestal, down the ramp, then up through the three hoops and several times round the audience, who applaud delightedly. As he whizzes past Dorothy, Rodrigo and Cleo, the three plunge downwards. Dirk opens his parachute, but abandons it, and comes to land on Clifford's tail, who bounds out from the wings. The other three animals land skillfully on Clifford's back. Now it's the turn of Shackelford and T-Bone, poised ready for their act, high up opposite each other. The ferret waves, and they're off, flying towards each other. As they come together for the second time, they exchange trapezes. The audience gasps. Then they leave their trapezes, bump together midair and plummet. But in the nick of time, Clifford is there and they land successfully on his tail. He walks around the stage, then flips all the animals into the air, turns on his back and juggles with them. They land on his nose. In the audience, Larry applauds and cheers. Clifford flips the animals from his nose onto his back, then sits for them to slide to the ground via his tail and position themselves alongside him for a final burst of applause. Emily Elizabeth sees the TV.
Clifford!
Hello?
Sheriff Lewis.
Hello. Yes, I know.
I saw it too. My little puffball on TV.
A little dog carries an envelope up to the presenters.
And the winner of the Tummy Yummies Talent Contest is...
The audience waits with bated breath while the contestants stand on stage anxiously. A lion pierces the inflated ball he's sitting on. Larry waits nervously with the troupe.
Larry's amazing animals!
Shackelford jumps for joy and kisses all the animals, except Clifford. He then struts to the edge of the stage.
Yes! We did it! We did it! You did it! You guys are the best!
Good boy.
Larry hugs Clifford's big face.
I could never have done it without you!
He picks up the ferret and carries him round his neck. Madison turns to Mr. Wolfsbottom and whispers. He walks off. She smiles menacingly. Larry is surrounded by fans and photographers and signs pictures of the troupe. A sheet is thrust in front of him, which he signs. Mr. Wolfsbottom looks at the signature gleefully. Two of his henchmen appear.
Thank you, Baby Gobble.
For what?
For signing the contract.
What's going on? What is this?
That, partner, is our deal.
But you didn't give me a chance to...
Gable Gobble, listen to me. You just won the contest.
I didn't even read it first. Shouldn't I know what's in it before I sign it?
Don't you want fame?
Well, yes.
Fortune?
Of course, but...
And a lifetime supply of Tummy Yummies?
Yes.
Then a deal's a deal, mano a mano. You and your animals will be a-living it up in the Wolf's Bottom Royal Suite. We'll discuss the details later. In the meantime, enjoy the best the hotel has to offer.
Having given Larry a key, he leaves them.
Hear that, gang? We did it! We hit the big time! They like us. They really, really like us. Guys, where's Big Red?
He's not on stage.
Stop! Stop!
Larry walks in front of a car. Then he sees Clifford's head as a large vehicle makes off.
Big Red.
Don't worry, guys. This isn't over yet. Contract or no contract, I'm gonna get Big Red back. No matter what.
An imposing, rambling mansion with a fountain in front. Inside, Madison laughs.
Daddy, you did it! You did it! He's absolutely huge! He goes with my collection perfectly.
Yeah, he's something, all right. He's got to be the biggest dang dog I've ever seen.
And he's mine! All mine! I've even got the perfect name, Clancy!
Duty calls, sweetie.
Come on, Clancy. Come see my collection, boy. Come on.
Clifford dutifully follows Madison down a corridor.
The world's biggest dollhouse. Check. The world's biggest carousel. Check. And now the world's biggest dog. Check. Isn't it great? You're gonna love it here. Everything's just your size. Okay, Clancy, let's play pony ride.
She jumps and makes a grab for Clifford's ear, then scrambles onto his back. Many floors up at the hotel, double doors are opened, and the troupe walks into a luxurious suite. The hotel staff member holds his hand out for a tip, but Larry merely takes his hand and shakes it and walks in to join the others. The man looks at his hand astonished and closes the doors angrily.
You guys relax. I'm calling Wolfsbottom. We'll get Big Red back before you know it.
Larry turns away and leaves them, Shackelford in great spirits, then leaps up and puts on music.
Wow! Party!
Cleo angrily turns off the music.
Ooh, check it out! A waterbed!
Shackelford runs over to an aquarium waterbed and bounces up and down on it.
Woohoo! Sure be some lumpy seat in the back of the bus, huh, gang? Ooh, finally the sweet smell of success! Ooh! Or is it snacks?
He walks over to the fridge and opens it. It's packed.
Whoa! Snacks galore! And it's all free! Who wants popcorn? Hey, Dorothy! Look, girl! Non-dairy creamer!
No thanks, I'm not hungry.
Dorothy, sitting down, looks thoroughly miserable.
Rodrigo, mi hermano! Guava cactus, baby, your favorite!
No gracias.
What is wrong with you guys? You should be happy.
I don't know, Shackelford. It just doesn't seem right without Clifford.
Again with Clifford?
Clifford's the best. He believed in us.
Yeah, he should be here with us, man.
He made me feel so dainty.
All he cared about was the food. He was only in it for the eats. Once he won it, he was out of here. He didn't care about us. He was in it for himself. Everything that dog did was just for himself.
He did it for Emily!
Huh? Who is Emily?
Emily Elizabeth. She's his owner back on Birdwell Island.
Cleo walks indignantly to a trunk by the door. She opens it and burrows around inside, eventually producing her and T-Bone's tags. Then she draws out Clifford's colossal tag. Shackelford gasps as he sees his reflection in it.
But you said you didn't have families. You said these tags were fake and you only use them to fool the doll catcher. Why would you make that up?
Because you said Larry wouldn't take us in if we had owners. Clifford really needed to win that dog food to help Emily Elizabeth and the Howards. We had no other choice.
Oh, man. So all Big Red wanted was to help out his family.
He sits down on the waterbed.
I messed up, guys.
I guess it's not your fault. You just didn't know.
But now I do. Let's go.
Where?
To see a man about a dog.
He walks out. Larry's on the phone.
You dognapped Big Red, and I want him back.
Well, that's too bad, because Clancy just loves his new life of luxury. He's a wolf's bottom now.
Hey, buddy.
It's Shackelford.
What's the matter?
Cleo and T-Bone walk in wearing their dog tags. Larry stoops down to look at them.
You have owners?
Shackelford appears at the door again, rolling Clifford's giant brass tag. He picks it up, staggering under its weight, and rolls it along to Larry. It drops with a clatter. Larry's reflection appears as he looks at it.
We have a dog to fetch.
Hello?
Are you by chance the owner of a very large, very red dog?
Larry's bus pulls up outside the gates to the Wolf's Bottom mansion. A guard approaches.
Morning.
Howdy.
Who are you here to see, sir?
I'm Larry Gablegobble, and I'm here to see Mr. Wolfspotter.
What about?
well, it's about, your lawn, you know? I could make it greener.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
But I only need a minute.
Oh, much for Plan A.
Mm-hmm. Then it's time for Plan Double A.
Double A?
Amazing animals. Cleo, special connecting cable.
Got it.
Dorothy, auxiliary transport system.
Got it.
Dirk, grapple hook.
Dude, for sure.
All right, team, this is it. This is not a contest. It's the real thing. We're gonna do this to save our friend Clifford. Are you with me? Then let's get ready to rumble.
Shackelford scrambles through a hole onto the roof and hauls up the others. Presently, Dirk zooms up to the roof of the mansion with cable and coat hanger. He wraps the cable around a satellite dish pole. Shackelford keeps watch.
Alrighty, let's move, people.
They zip up the cable on a unicycle, then slide down the building via another cable.
Go, 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 go!
They come to a stop on a ledge, halfway down. They walk along the ledge and open some French windows.
We're in!
They jump down inside. On the wall is a picture of Madison and her father. They tiptoe along a hall.
Follow the master!
Seeing a crisscross of intruder detector beams, Shackelford slips under and over, neatly avoiding them. Cleo follows, elegantly springing over the beams and landing safely the other side. T-Bone next slides underneath. Dirk and Rodrigo skip across with ease.
Locked! Up there!
By standing head-to-head, they reach a rectangular hole at the top of the wall. Shackelford passes through, dangling down on a cable into the room behind. He sees Clifford.
Shackelford! What are you doing here?
I'm here to spring you out of this palatial prison. We came to get you out of here. Mm?
And, well, because I had you all wrong, I wanted to tell you how really, really sorry I am.
No! Ow!
Okay, come on now, no time for that, we gotta go!
Shackelford presses a button on the wall, opening the gates to Clifford's den and to the animals next door.
Yes!
Ooh. Hey!
Whoa.
Good to see you all!
Good to see you! Could we please get out of here? Come on! Uh-oh.
T-Bone starts the alarm.
Hold it right there!
The animals run off in terror of the guards. They round a corner to find Wolf's Bottom with Annette and two more guards.
Let's get out of here! Oh.
Come on!
This way!
Go! The kids got our own theme park!
Madison's games room.
Hit the lights!
Another guard raises a lever and the lights come on. Dorothy jumps into a railway carriage. Rodrigo avoids a guard, jumping onto a merry-go-round.
Get him! Uh-oh! They spotted Rodrigo! We gotta get a move on!
A drawbridge opens.
I got the big guy cornered. Huh? No, I don't.
Clifford leaps over the toy castle and through a Ferris wheel.
He's getting away! We got you now.
Huh? The animals make their escape in a train and dodgem cars.
Hey!
Come on, baby, come on!
Come on, after him!
The men leap into dodgems and follow them.
Hang on, guys!
A guard drops the lever and the gates close. Clifford leaps from the Ferris wheel as he gets stuck in the gates and runs from the dodgems. Dorothy and Rodrigo are helped out of the window by Dirk.
There they are! Get them!
Swarms of guards appear from three directions. Clifford slides down the banisters.
Come on, Red, move!
Guards await him at the bottom of the stairs. He leaps off with Rodrigo and T-Bone as further gates close. Shackleford swings from a light fixture and opens the gates again, allowing Clifford to leap through, run down a corridor, and emerge into the open. In the forecourt, swarms of guards are brandishing lassos.
We have you surrounded!
Dorothy swings down and knocks the guards out of the way. Larry's bus appears.
Good going, gang!
Dodgem-riding guards zoom after the bus, with one of the guards landing in the fountain and getting drenched. Larry heads for the main gates to the mansion. Wolfsbottom's car screeches to a halt in front of it.
Daryl Gobble! What are you doing with my dog?
That's my dog!
It's Emily Elizabeth.
Who are you?
I'm Emily Elizabeth, and Clifford belongs to me!
Woof, woof!
Clifford! Oh, Clifford, oh, I've missed you so much. I love you, boy.
Emily Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, but a deal's a deal.
Daddy.
What is it, sugar?
Let her keep him. Chansey belonged to her first. It's only fair.
But, sweetie.
She flutters her lashes.
Ain't the tummy yummy?
Oh, all right. You and your animals won that contest fair and square. You all deserve it. Put her there.
Mr. Gable Gobble, thanks for calling and explaining everything to me. And thanks for taking care of Clifford.
The pleasure was all mine. We love Big Red. I mean, Clifford. We're really going to miss him.
Oh.
Well, Big Red, thanks for everything, boy. I get to keep my family because of you.
He puts his head on Clifford's nose.
Oh. Bye, guys. I'm gonna miss you.
We'll miss you, too.
Hey, Clifford! Thanks for being such a good pal.
Thanks for rescuing me.
We'll always be friends, right? Big guy?
Right.
Clifford gives Shackleford a lick of his tongue.
Hey, cut that out.
He wrings out his tail.
We'll be back next year.
Hey, guys, sorry, but we gotta head out.
Goodbye, you guys. We'll miss you.
Goodbye, amazing animals. Hey, boy, you're the best, Clifford.
She jumps onto his paw. A coffee cup rattles on its saucer.
Guess who's back?
You and me, tearing down the pavement, racing to catch up with no one else but you.
Thanks, Clifford. Hey, it's Clifford.
Bunting has been stretched across the main street. Emily Elizabeth laughs with joy as she rides Clifford through the streets and enjoys his jumps and bounds. Mr. Bleakman leans back over his newly washed car, but Clifford steps in a muddy puddle and drenches the man and his car.
Oh, Clifford!
It's good to have you back.
Bye!
Clifford is running along the beach with Emily Elizabeth on his back. A seagull swoops down over the golden brown trees. The dog and his owner disappear from sight. an aerial view of the island with the seagulls circling overhead. The end. ITFC audio description.
Of us inside.